Our weekly visit with the head coach of the Arizona Coyotes here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, and unfortunately comes on the heels of a tough loss last night at home to the LA Kings by a score of 3-1. Good afternoon, Coach, and right out of the gates, how's Darcy feeling after what happened to him last night?
Yeah, he feels better today. We'll know a little bit more later in the day and probably tomorrow morning. But, you know, obviously it could have been a lot worse, you know, that stick right to his eye. So it's more of an abrasion than it actually poked him in the eye. So hopefully, you know, just for general health that he's okay.
You bring up Aiden Hill. You call him up today. What's your plans on who starts in goal tomorrow against Vegas?
Well, we won't know. We'll see how Kemps is. Obviously, picks ready to go if we need him. And Hilly's been playing in the playoffs, but the last few games where Tucson's made a run here to make the playoffs. So they're in the thick of things, too. So, you know, we'll make a decision and see who's when we're ready to make that decision.
Talk, it was very emotional last night. I mean, you know, you're keeping an eye on the Colorado Edmonton game, and Edmonton goes up 2-0, and you're thinking maybe they're going to be able to, you know, steal 2 points and give Colorado a loss at home, and then Colorado comes storming back, and you know they win it 6-2, and then you guys are up 1-0, and it was an emotional roller coaster for me because I'm rooting for you and I want you to do well in the team, and you guys played your asses off last night. I mean, 50 shots on goal. You just ran into a buzzsaw. You ran into a goalie that was just not going to be denied. It's not like you played poorly, although I will talk about the power play in a second, but you just ran into a super hot goalie.
Yeah, you know, you got to find ways to get it done. You know, obviously, I like the effort. I still think there were some plays out there that we rushed. I thought there was plays that we should have made. We did. It's kind of bit us all year where, you know, we got to make that play. You know, we've done a nice job being a resilient team, but, it's hard to score goals. And, we're not a team that gets easy goals. And, you know, we had a chance to go up 2-0. We didn't make it. And, you know, the goals we gave were just, you know, there were just a couple of meaningless breakdown goals. I think they only had about 5 or 6 chances all game. We had 20-something chances, and it's just that's the thing that happens. That's why pro sports is so unpredictable. You know, you play a real good game, and you can lose.
How dejected was the locker room after the game, knowing that Colorado had won, knowing that you had lost, putting you guys on the brink of elimination? How dejected was that locker room?
It was quiet. You know, you could see a lot of people were down. You know, but like I said, we had a meeting today. I said to these guys, you know, figure this as if we win our game against Vegas and say Winnipeg, and Winnipeg not happy with their last game in Minnesota, you know, Winnipeg's going to come out and play hard. Winnipeg beats Colorado. All of a sudden, you know, that last game, we want to put pressure on Colorado. Like, if there's pressure on that team, who knows? A lot of things can happen. There's a lot of energy in that room today. The practice was great. It was a short practice, but a lot of guys were, you know, smiles on their face, knowing that they have to bring those smiles and those energy if we got to beat Vegas. And if we don't, then we'll reevaluate the year. But from now, we're not dead. We got to put doubt in the Avalanche if they lose and we win. And, you know, you got to step closer. That's the way we have to think.
Rick Tocchet, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, the head coach of the Arizona Coyotes, on their way to Vegas to take on the Golden Knights tomorrow night. Were you surprised at how, I don't want to say effortless, because I know you're putting effort in, but it sounds like today you didn't have to work that hard to motivate the guys after last night. Did you come into work today thinking this crew is going to need a little motivation after what happened last night?
You know what, I really believe that the team takes their temperament of the head coach sometimes. So if I come in tight, upset, I think your team will be that. And I think, you know, I went in, I made a joke, I talked about some scenarios, try to keep them loose. And I think after that, I think they saw me being loose and can't wait to play that game in Vegas. And they just took off from there. So I think it was important for me. I think it was important for the coaching staff to have a really good attitude today in a work day and never say attitude. So I got to give the players a lot of credit because they fed off that.
Let's talk about the power play. 6 opportunities last night on the power play, no goals. I think you're 1 for your last 20 or 1 for your last 21. How much has the inability to score on the power play hurt you guys over these last 2 weeks?
Well, it's been huge. I mean, you know, it's, you know, at this point, you don't worry about power play percentages. You worry about the time to score a power play goal. Obviously, we had, you know, when it was 1-0, we had numerous opportunities to make it 2 or 3 nothing. You know, Alex Galchenyuk had a one-timer in open net, and he, you know, he hit the goalie. Keller had 2 shots in the slot. You know, OEL had 2 shots from the point that were great shots, and we had rebounds sitting there, and Jack Campbell was swallowed them up, and they, you know, did a nice job of stopping them. So the opportunities are there. You just got to be continue to do the same thing, and you know, you got to make that play. I mean, that's, you know, this is a result-oriented business, and we need people to make plays. Like that, 0-for-6 is a big number.
Did anybody get caught at any point in the game, like looking at the score in the Colorado Edmonton game?
You know what? I don't think so. I think sometimes the arena, if Colorado was losing, Edmonton was winning, you know, late in the third. Sometimes they'll put it on for the fans to get juiced and maybe juice everybody up. But they didn't. I don't think the players knew the score. I'm sure they, like, listen, I'm sure they talked to some of their buddies or something. Somebody told them. But I did not know the score until after the second period.
Rick Tocchet, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. We obviously don't know the status of Darcy moving forward for the last two games. But in terms of what he's meant for all of this, all of the excitement we've all been feeling the last month as you guys have made this push, what has he meant in the final analysis for all of that?
Well, for me, it's what I've been preaching. You know, like, if you look at his start of the year, I mean, he couldn't win a game. He initiated a meeting with our general manager and our goalie coach saying that it's not good enough. It's on him. You know, he's got to start playing better. He's got to have a better standard mentality. So he put himself on the line, and since that day, he's been out, lights out, one of the best goalies in the league. His numbers are terrific. So that's what I want from our players. I want these guys to look at themselves and say, listen, I got to be better. I'll do whatever it takes. And I think it's a lesson learned for some guys on our team that, you know, a guy like Kemper, or even Lyle Crouse, you know, he wasn't dressed at the beginning of the year. He was really one of our most improved players, that if you put the time and work in, good things will happen for you.
What do we not know about the injury to Kemper? What would force you to keep him out? I mean, we saw the stick go up. It was accidental. We saw it go in between the face mask. You never see anything like that. You had to take him out of the game. I mean, is there an injury there? Is there something that you're monitoring?
Well, if it's blurry vision, you know, he's got, you know, they put some stuff in it to see, you know, see if it works later today. So it's just a matter of if it's blurry or not, you know. It's obviously, he's got some issues with when it's blurry. Obviously, a goalie needs his eyes, right? So that's probably the only issue is that. And that is a big issue with a goalie. He needs his eyesight for sure to stop pucks.
Was it blurry today?
Well, he had some stuff put in it, so I think that's just something that daylight. So they just wanted to see how it reacted from whatever they put in. So right now, but you know, those things improve after a couple hours after you put eye drops and all that stuff. It's like no difference to an eye doctor when you put stuff in your eye the day you know, you'll see as well or whatever, and then it starts to come back. So I think that's where we're in the holding mode right now.
Yeah. So if he's capable of going, he goes, just because you're still in this thing.
Yeah, of course. I mean, listen, you know, plus Kemp's will probably kill me. I mean, if he's ready to go, if he tells me that he's fine, he's going in. No question.
Doc, good luck tomorrow night against Vegas. Thanks for coming on for a few minutes. We certainly appreciate it. And good luck the rest of the season, man. The next time we talk to you, one way or another, we're going to know how this thing turned out. So best of luck the rest of the way.
I appreciate it, guys. Take care.